Join the conversation in Clare. Call John now on 1850 400 964.
You can text Clare FM, followed by your name and comment 53030. Now, 25 years since Sister Ethel Normoyle began her work in Mission Vale, South Africa. And we've often heard about the great work of the Lisa Casey Nun and her community there in South Africa over the years. Many volunteers who've been travelling there over the years and continue to do so. And I'm joined in studio by some who are just back. Ollie O'Loughlin, first of all, is the chairperson of Mission Vale Ireland. And Ollie, thanks very much for coming into us this morning.
Thank you.
Sister Ethel, well, what is it about Mission Vale Ireland that has you involved in helping Sister Ethel and her community and the work that you've seen her doing over the years?
Well, in 2008, a big group from Ennis went out to do a very big project for Sister Ethel Normoyle. It's a large resource centre. It's a kind of a clinic, a medical clinic. And I was part of that group. And a number of like-minded people, when we came back after 2008, felt that we needed to give her help and support. And we set up a trust, Mission Vale Ireland Trust. And over the last 6 years, we've been going out every January doing projects for Sister Ethel, effectively doing some physical work on her compound and adding to the compound and adding to the services and the structures that are there.
2008 was your first time going.
It was,
so
yes, yes.
It's obviously made a difference in your life, or an impact, a lasting impact, I suppose.
Huge impact, to see what one individual can achieve in her lifetime. You know, 25, she's there 25 years, but she went in, there was nothing inside in the township. There was 100,000 people effectively living in abject conditions, all very sick, a lot of them with AIDS, and she stuck it out on her own, and she produced a fantastic social infrastructure in the community to support and help the people there. And we were just gobsmacked by what we saw, and we felt that we needed to give her some support.
And that you could do it. You were doing it in a very practical way, and you've continued to do so.
We have, yeah. We've kind of focused in on the physical infrastructure that's required there, you know. So we said, like, she runs the operation. We don't get involved in that element of it because she knows intimately what's required and what's involved. But it's a very complex operation. In order to do it, she needs to have accommodation buildings. She needs to maintain the existing buildings and additional buildings. Like last year, we went out and we finished the school project. So now she has a full primary school on the campus. This year, we went out and she feeds approximately 800 people every day to give them proper nutrition because some of them are suffering from AIDS. And in order to do that, she had a kind of a large distribution room where she stored the food and gave it out. And some of the people that were with us have experience in the food outlets and the hygiene requirements. So we went out this year to bring her building up to standard, which could be equivalent to any standard here in Ireland for storage of food and distribution of food.
Okay. The work of Sister Ethel is going to be featured in a big way in RTE's nationwide television programme on RTE1 this evening at 7 o'clock. And it's follows a series of interviews carried out by a young Ennis man as well, Colm Flynn, who you know formerly from Clare FM and works with RTE presently. And Colm has been very good to send us some audio of Sister Ethel Normoyle. We'll have a quick listen to what she had to say about her arrival in Mission Vale.
I came along Stanford Road, you're probably acquainted with it now, Colm, and I saw this place down in the valley. I said, I wonder what is that? And I came here. I saw a few cows around and, like, you know, coming from home and from Lissy Casey, I loved the cattle. And I thought it was some kind of a farm, but I said, how could you put animals into those sheds, you know? I was shocked, Colm, when I heard people were living here. I was driving a truck and I got out and saw a woman at the side of the road, and I always remember, I said to her, I'm Ethel from Lissy Casey. I can still hear my own voice saying this to her. And I said, I would love to help if I could do something. And I think more than anything I needed in my life at the time was a hug. And she put her arm around me and she said, please don't leave us.
And she hasn't. Sister Ethel has stayed there for 25 years in Mission Vale, and as you'll hear more of that, and thanks to Colm Flynn for that audio also. You'll hear more on RTE Nationwide this evening. But Ollie, can I ask you then, how would you describe Sister Ethel Normoyle? What's she like? I've met her, by the way, and we've spoken before, but I'm, you know, what is it about her that strikes you or that has impressed you?
There's something very special about her, you know. You you rarely come across it when you meet people. And I suppose my image in the past, looking back, would you'd see Mother Teresa and people like that doing fantastic work. But I suppose the first time I met her and she shook hands to me, looked straight into my eyes, I think she had me won over. She's one of these unique people, people you have to admire. You wonder where they get their energy and strength from and what keeps them going, and I think they're an inspiration to us all. And I suppose from my own perspective, I felt like I was fortunate in my own life through work and all that sort of stuff to give something back. Mm-hmm. And you could see that the small bit we give back to her goes a long way, and she appreciates it as well, but also we get a lot more from it maybe than maybe the people outside themselves.
Well, you keep giving back, and well done for your efforts and to other people as well.